Hello, this is Njeri Thorne on Voiceover Matters, your weekly podcast on all things politics, people, places, and even pirates, of course, in Kenya. Now, over the next few weeks, I want to go through the BBI report. This was released on the 21st of October. This is the report of the steering committee on the actual implementation of the Building Bridges to a United Kenya Task Force report. The dissenting judgment in that said case, however, held that land that is compulsorily acquired for public purposes cannot subsequently be divided to serve private needs. If property is ostensibly acquired for public purpose, it remains public land. Secondly, there can be no prescriptive rights over government land. Thirdly, there is conflicting jurisprudence on indivisibility of title form. From the Court of Appeal. Number four, the government cannot reacquire and recompensate the same land twice over, the more so the land it already owns. Number five, the government cannot divest itself compulsorily acquired for a public purpose and confer the same to private individuals at no consideration. The said dissenting views are in accord with several other Court of Appeal decisions where the same court has stated that one can only pass as good as a title as they have, and that the concept of indivisibility or conclusive nature of a title is inapplicable to the extent that the title to the property was unlawfully acquired. In order to give real meaning to the security of land rights established under Articles 40 and under Article 61A of the Constitution of Kenya and re-establish integrity in our land registry records, it is clear to the committee that the issue now must proceed to the Supreme Court for an authoritative interpretation as to the matter, urgently. In order to give real meaning to the security of land rights established under Articles 40 and 61A of the Constitution of Kenya and re-establish integrity in our land registry records, it is clear to the committee that the issue must now proceed to the Supreme Court for an authoritative interpretation as a matter of urgency. Further, Kenyans, particularly those in areas with long-standing land problems, therefore called for implementation of previous reports by task force and land-related commissions, including the Dugu Land Commissions and TGRC. Further, Kenyans, particularly those in areas with long-standing land problems, therefore called for A, implementation of previous reports by task forces and land-related commissions, including the Dugu Land Commission and the TGRC. Expeditious formulation of a policy framework under Article 159 of the 2010 Constitution to expeditiously resolve land issues and encourage communities to resolve land disputes through methods such as alternative dispute resolution mechanisms and traditional justice systems. Security and robust protection of land rights, including issuance of title documents. D, allocating leases and settlement schemes to create an enabling environment for ease of access to land for agricultural production by young people, women, and people with disabilities. E, reversion of ownership of land to the community upon expiring of leasehold ownership by non-citizens. F, registration of communal land under community's name. G, reviewing taxation on land to ensure that poor Kenyans are not paying tax on their small portions of land. H, restrictions on the smallest allowable land demarcation size. I, serious punitive action to be taken against public officials who've been involved in the processing of fraudulent title documents. J, establishment of a commission, stroke task force, on historical land injustices and contested communal land claims. K, amendment to the law to empower the Ministry of Lands to revoke fraudulently and unlawfully obtained title documents. Regarding the environment, Kenyans supported the restoration, protection and expansion of forests in the country. Some proposed that the forests and environment function be devolved and local customary structures given a hand in its management, though others were concerned that devolution of responsibility for forest protection could be problematic if county governments lacked sufficient capacity to oversee the conservation. Regarding the environment, Kenyans supported the restoration, protection, and expansion of forests in the country. Some proposed that the forest and environment function could be devolved and local customary structures given a hand in its management, though others were concerned that devolution of responsibility for forest protection could be problematic if county governments lacked sufficient capacity to oversee the conservation function. In addition, communities living on either side of rivers, lakes, etc., have called for the formulation of policies that ensure sustainable exploitation, utilization and management and conservation of the environment and natural resources. They also propose the establishment of a comprehensive policy on mitigating the effects of climate change, which should take into account specific needs of communities affected by climate phenomena, including those hosting refugee populations. Corruption. The public recognized corruption as a principal threat to the existence and well-being of Kenya. The overwhelming perception was that the vice, like an advanced cancer, has undermined public trust in our institutions and shattered the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of entire generations of Kenyans. Consequently, Kenyans passionately recommended several measures to tackle graft cartels, including speedy prosecution and conclusion of cases involving corruption and criminal wastage of public resources. Consequently, Kenyans passionately recommended several measures to tackle graft cartels, including speedy prosecutions and conclusion of cases involving corruption and criminal wastage of public resources, stiffer sentences and punitive fines for all found culpable of corruption, protection of whistleblowers, aggressive recovery of stolen public resources, restricting public officers from conducting any business with government, digitization of all government services, which will not only help curb corruption, but also bridge the gap in accessibility of services to historically marginalized and sparsely populated counties of the country. Regulatory oversight to escrow and nominee accounts held or managed by professionals on behalf of their clients. Full implementation of the Bribery Act, in addition to adoption of measures to prevent and curb corruption in the private sector. Accountability mechanisms to be put in place to monitor on a regular basis those given the duty and privilege of accounting for public resources. Laws that compel the disclosure of the beneficial owners of corporate entities where such entities are under investigation for corruption and other crimes. Devolution. Devolution is one of the key discussion points from the 2010 Constitution. Kenyans widely acknowledge that it has had its success and overwhelmingly supports its retention. However, concerns were raised that various obstacles have hindered the devolved units from meeting the aspirations of the nation. These include wastage of resources and theft, divergent views on the revenue allocation formula, spending that has failed to trickle down to the grassroots, poor planning, misdirected priorities, inadequate capacity to implement budgets, and ineffective oversight mechanisms. Other views were that devolution has led to marginalization in counties where some groups find themselves discriminated by the majority. County governments are also besieged with challenges that raise questions about their economic viability and whether harmonized development through economic blocks should be considered. Kenyans therefore propose the following specific interventions. A, the increased allocation of funds to the county governments. B, periodic costings of national and county functions by the Commission on Revenue Allocation, National Treasury and Control of Budget. C, complete transfer of functions from the national government to counties, including restructuring and winding up of parastatals that still carry out county government functions. D, initiate reforms to ensure that counties become centres of growth and economic development, include governors as part of the security structures within counties. E, with regard to healthcare, it was generally agreed that there was a need to restructure NHIF and initiate reforms to improve service delivery in the counties, curb unrest in the sector and enhance professionalism. There were divergent views, with one group pushing strongly for a health service commission, while others were strongly for a regulatory statutory body to regulate and oversee the employment and deployment of specialized medical staff who are in short supply. In addition, there was support for rolling out a universal healthcare and upgrading of referral services and emergency response and paramedic services. Other concerns on devolution were the recruitment in counties be streamlined and there be clear appointment procedures, clear removal procedures, and well-defined roles for each position. Safety and security. National security and public safety are core issues for citizens, and Kenyans largely expressed their fears about the current security circumstances. The general view was that members of the public are grappling with a range of issues, among them natural hazards and disasters, food insecurities and drought, land fraud and forceful dispositions, resource-oriented conflicts occasioned by boundary conflicts and competition for water and pasture, violent crimes, unsolved murders, terrorism, cyber crimes, runaway theft, and the proliferation of substandard goods. Consequently, there was a common understanding on the need for a new approach to provision of security. Kenyans proposed a number of solutions, including A, modernization of police systems, B, improved work environment for disciplined forces, as a matter of priority, put in place accessible and well-resourced mental health and wellness counseling and treatment for police officers. Particular attention should be paid to those in the frontline roles that expose them to extreme trauma. All measures should be taken to keep families together. C, redistributing of policing, investigation and prosecution resources to address the delay in delivering justice to the poor. D, strengthening the county and community participation, such as Nyumba Kumi initiatives in security issues. E, citizens also advocated for review of a number of national security strategies that target resource-orientated and boundary conflicts, rapid response mechanisms to address disasters and hazards, counterterrorism, border security, sexual and gender-based violence, alternative dispute resolution, food safety and security. In addition, Kenyans expressed a desire for the police, as their fellow countrymen and women, to revisit policies similar to what was commonly known as Peelan principles. These said principles frame the role of a police in a democratic society. In addition, Kenyans expressed a desire for the police, as their fellow countrymen and women, to revisit policies similar to what are commonly known as Peelan policies. The said policies frame the role of the police in a democratic society as A, to prevent crime and disorder as an alternative to the repression by the military force and severity of legal punishment. B, to recognize always the power of the police to fulfill their functions and duties is dependent on public approval of their existence, actions and behavior, and their ability to secure and maintain public respect. C, to recognize always that to secure and maintain the respect and approval of the public means also securing the willing cooperation of the public in the task of securing observance of laws. D, to recognize always that the extent to which the cooperation of the public can be secured diminishes proportionally the necessity of the use of physical force and compulsion for achieving police objectives. E, to seek and preserve public favor, not by pandering to public opinion, but by constantly demonstrating absolute impartiality, service to law, in complete independence of policy, and without regard to the justice and injustice of the substance of individual laws, by ready offering of individual service and friendship to all members of the public without regard to their wealth or social standing, by ready exercise of courtesy and friendly good humor, and by ready offering of individual sacrifice in protecting and preserving life. F, to use physical force only when the exercise of persuasion, advice, and warning is found to be insufficient to obtain public cooperation to an extent necessary to secure observance of law or to restore order, and to use only minimum degree of physical force which is necessary in order to, in any particular occasion, for achieving the police objective. G, to maintain at all times a relationship with the public that gives reality to the historic tradition that the police are the public and that the public are the police. The police being the only members of the public who are paid to give full-time attention to the duties which are incumbent on every citizen in the interests of the community welfare and existence. H, to recognize always the need for strict adherence to police executive functions and to refrain from even seeming to usurp the powers of the judiciary of avenging individuals or state and authoritatively judging guilt and punishing the guilty. I, to recognize always that the test of the police sufficiency is the absence of crime and disorder and not the visible evidence of police action in dealing with them. Other views were that the roles played by the Correctional Services and the Kenya Coast Guard Service be recognised in the Constitution, and that the National Government Coordination Act be reviewed to empower the Office of the Chief to oversee public safety and security at the grassroots. Commissions and cross-cutting. Kenyans submitted their views on areas that either cut across the 9 thematic areas in the joint communique or act as their enablers. These areas include the special status of Nairobi, the status of the Senate and National Assembly, strengthening investigative arms, the rationalization of the public entities' mandates, consolidating administrative tribunals, the judiciary, and remuneration. Nairobi. The majority of stakeholders recognized, though Nairobi is a capital city and a major diplomatic hub, including a global United Nations headquarters, its management had been neglected and hence should be accorded special status in its growth and development must be given due attention. Parliament. Stakeholders were largely content with the representation that Kenyans enjoy by having the 2 houses of parliament. To this end, they said that Senate and National Assembly should be retained. However, they asked for clarity on the roles of the 2 houses with regards to bills and resource allocation. The general overview of the current functions of the 2 houses is as follows. The National Assembly, to represent the interests of the people, constituencies, and special interest groups. The Senate, to represent the counties and serves to protect the interests of the counties and their governments. The National Assembly, to deliberate on issues of concern to the people. The Senate, to participate in the lawmaking function of Parliament by considering, debating, and approving bills concerning counties as provided in Article 109 to Article 113. The Senate determines the allocation of national revenue among counties as provided in Article 217 and exercises oversight over national revenue allocation to the county governments. Back to the National Assembly. They're the makers of the laws in accordance with the Constitution. The National Assembly also determines the allocation of national revenue between the levels of government as provided by the Constitution, as provided in Part 4 of Chapter 12 of the Constitution. National Assembly also appropriates funds for expenditure by the national government and other national state organs. National Assembly also exercises oversight over national revenue and its expenditure. National Assembly also reviews the conduct in office of the president, the deputy president, and other state officers and initiates the process of removing them from office, whereby the Senate participates in the oversight of state officers by considering and determining any resolution to remove the president or deputy president from the office in accordance with Article 145. The National Assembly also exercises oversight over state organs. The National Assembly also approves declarations of war and extensions of state emergency. Strengthening government's investigative arm. Concerned about the high level of corruption and crime in general, stakeholders called for the strengthening of law enforcement agencies, including the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions and the Directorate of Criminal Investigations, DCI, which are of great importance to free Kenyans from the grip of corruption and sophisticated crimes. Rationalization of government-owned entities. On the 23rd of July 2013, His Excellency the President appointed a task force on parastatal rationalization of government-owned entities. On the 23rd of July 2013, His Excellency the President appointed a task force on parastatal reforms charged with reviewing and recommending policies on management and governance of state corporations. The task force on parastatal reforms recommended, among other things, the rationalization and consolidation of some state corporations so as to ensure they address national development priorities, including Vision 2030. The said task force report also recommended deliberate measures to separate commercial activities from the non-commercial roles of policy-making, regulation, and service delivery. Stakeholders who appeared before the steering committee largely supported the said proposals to rationalize government-owned entities, GOEs, with the intent of delineating roles, hence reducing conflict among government entities. They called for the establishment of a single unit handling all roads in Kenya. Citizens also called for redefinition of roles of bodies involved in the management of public finance, as they believe they will lead to fair and timely distribution of funds. calls for empowering the Commission on Revenue Allocation to manage IFMIS between the two levels of government, judiciary, parliament, and independent commissioners in office, commissions in office. The stakeholders submitted that some of the commissions have similar or closely related mandates and thus should be harmonised. Some stakeholders proposed that the Salaries and Remuneration Commission, the SRC, be disbanded or converted into an ad hoc commission that meets every 4 years. Commissioners, through their submissions, Kenyans registered their concerns regarding the burden they have to bear in order to finance the growing public wage. They therefore called for mechanisms to reduce wage bills specifically regarding commissions. Some sections were of the view that the Constitution should limit the membership of commissions and that commissions whose memberships is not set in the Constitution be limited to a maximum of 5 members. Consolidating administrative tribunals. Kenyans were generally of the view that there is a need to bring all tribunals under one unified structure. Others were of the view that a tribunal should be established to handle all health matters and that chairpersons of tribunals possess qualifications equivalent to those of a high court judge. Judiciary. Citizens generally look upon the judiciary to protect them by upholding their rights. They emphasize the need to protect the independence of the judiciary while holding it accountable to the people of Kenya, which will build the people's confidence in the system to enable it to effectively carry out its functions. They agreed with the BBI's report's proposal to create the position of a judicial ombudsman and specialized courts to address the increasing volume of cases, special crimes such as corruption and terrorism. They also agreed with a proposal to expand the mandate of the Judicial Services Commission to discipline judges. Remuneration. Overall, Kenyans yearn for fairness and equality. They told the steering committee that remuneration should be based on the services offered regardless of the status of the government office. To this end, they asked for harmonization of salaries in the three arms of government, state corporations, and commissions.